Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Jefferson Area Chamber Board is our board president, Ian Wilkinson, now joining us. So thank you very much, Ian, for being on.
Thanks, Coltrane. It's always a pleasure.
Ian, thanks for giving us some of your time here to be on our program. And there's been some recent good news as far as the merging position goes between Jefferson Matters Main Street and yourselves with the Jefferson Area Chamber coming together as one entity and looking for an executive director position for the two. And that other good news is that the City Council of Jefferson recently approved the funding mechanism of giving $70,000 toward that position, not being a city employee, so you don't get city benefits there, but at least providing funding for the position. Can you speak to us from your perspective how that merger is going, and specifically that finding that ideal candidate that you need for the executive director position?
You bet. Well, first I'd like to start out by thanking the city for coming up with this funding. It's been a long time coming, and we're making real strides there. We will readdress it down the road, possibly, because we'd love to have the benefit package to go with it, but we're going to move forward with the merger, and I think this is the first step in that. We've got the job description out there, and if those of you that were still looking for good, positive people out there, if you are interested in it, you can send your resume and letter of application to Jefferson Matters Main Street at P.O. Box 13, or you can email us at director@jeffersonmatters.org if you're interested in the position that we have out there. The merger is coming along. We've been meeting and putting it together. We haven't decided on a name yet, but that's coming soon, too. It's a long process, unfortunately, with the epidemic that we've had. It's really slowed things down, but we're still progressing, and we're hoping to have things wrapped up here real soon. We have a lot of exciting things in store with the merger, and we can't wait to share it with the public.
Well, Ian, can you kind of just describe for us, you know, what this executive director is going to be expected to do with their new job responsibilities, taking over for essentially both entities that will be come together as one?
You bet. Well, as an executive director, primarily it's going to be taking on both duties as a chamber director and a Main Street director. Obviously, Main Street has different guidelines that they have to go by in order to become a Main Street community, which is focused on the downtown. And the chamber is basically focused on the whole community. So we're going to have a good balance there of supporting our downtown and community as a whole. They're going to have great communication skills. It's going to be focusing on rallying volunteers, economic development, and ongoing marketing and whatnot.
Okay. Now, Ian, let's talk about some other things. Another piece of good news is that the Chamber has recently partnered with Jefferson Fairway to be able to provide some extra gift certificates, gift cards for people out there. And you had your first round, which I think has gone over immensely well. But now you're here doing your second round of the same thing, giving back to the community.
First of all, I want to thank Keith Boss for being instrumental in this, and I want to thank Fairway. This is something that they've gone out of their way to help the community here, and I'm glad we've been a part of it, to be able to give back in these businesses that are in dire need, the businesses that either aren't able to open, that are had to lay off people. We've applied for and been granted another $1,000 worth of gift cards that we're going to be giving out here real soon.
And so can you kind of just walk us back through that, Ian? How do you kind of decipher who gets the gift cards and that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, you want to look at, first of all small businesses that were impacted by the virus the most. They may have obviously had to lay off people, or they may have closed their doors. We want to help the businesses that were affected the most, if possible.
Ian, another thing is that we've got another special kind of giveaway promotion of gift cards and gift certificates. Your partnership as the Chamber, along with several entities, including Raccoon Valley Radio and KG98. Can you speak to us about that particular giveaway?
You bet. And we want to thank Grow Green County for this, for their help. They're doing what they can to help our small businesses in the area. And we've partnered with Raccoon Valley Radio and KG98.9. for a gift card giveaway in May. And what it's going to be is, while you're listening to the radio, you're going to be the fifth caller to win $100 in gift cards.
And so that's a great way to be able to give back to the community. And on that note, Ian, let's talk about, you know, just reminding people, again, still support your local area businesses, because now more than ever, they really need that support.
They do really need you. We encourage you to go downtown or go anywhere in town. buy local, support your businesses. Their doors may not be, some of them may not be open, others may be on a limited basis, but do what we can to help keep these businesses alive and prosperous through this time. It will go a long way to help our community grow and become a better place to be.
Well, Ian, maybe we can give some people some glimmers of hope of perhaps some activities and events that'll be hopefully here on the horizon and being able to execute. Can you just kind of run through for us some activities and events that are upcoming that people can put on their schedules at this time?
You bet. As of right now, I want to make this clear that this everything is in a changing environment we have here with what's going on. So be prepared to look for delays or cancellations. But as of right now, Friday, May 15th, we have Relay for Life Facebook event. Saturday, June 13th, we have the Poker Run and Cycle Show. Saturday, June 13th, we have the Peyton Trudan Commencement Ceremony. Friday, June 26th, we have the Chamber Golf Outing. Friday, June 26th, we have Greene County High School Prom. Saturday, June 27th, we have the Boost Bash. Sunday, June 28th, we have the Greene County High School Commencement Ceremony. And Friday, August 7th, we have Relay for Life. Thursday, August 13th, we have Hot August Night. And Saturday, August 29th, we have the reschedule of the Jefferson Bell Tower Festival.
Well, Ian, finally, I'm sure the Jefferson Area Chamber Board continues to meet and continues to function. Can you just kind of give us an update from your perspective as board president, how the Chamber Board's been able to continue to function even through these difficult times?
Well, thank goodness for Zoom. That's all I have to say. The board has been still meeting on a regular basis via Zoom meetings. It's not ideal by any means, but we're still functioning. We're still getting things accomplished, as you can see by what I've said. And we're excited for this merger to go through. We're excited to pool our resources. We're excited to become a stronger organization in the community. And hopefully soon we'll have even bigger and better things to talk about here in the future.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Jefferson Area Chamber Board President is Ian Wilkinson joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.